We were delighted with the win over Kilkenny in the semi-final. So that was a huge win for us. We, you know, I suppose going to that game, we weren't sure, you know, whether we'd come through or not. So look, we're looking forward to the final. We've a huge, huge task ahead of us. Galway are an excellent team. You know, they have great experience. I think the most of them have All-Ireland medals. They've beaten us already twice this year. But look, we're hoping our preparation goes well, and hopefully things will go well on the day.
I don't know if we were all believing too much that this Cork team were in transition and they were, you know, but did you prove a lot to yourselves in the manner you beat Kilkenny in? Because most people, I think, you know, outside of Cork and yourselves definitely would have been surprised by that result.
Yeah, I suppose people were surprised. And in one way, I kind of feel for Kilkenny in that I think we played 2 years ago, we played Kilkenny in semi-final, but the roles were kind of reversed. We had kind of played in the so-called, you know, easier group, and we had got through our games much easier. Whereas that year, you know, Kilkenny had been tested a few times, and when it came to the semi-final, you know, they probably were, you know, they were better than us on the day. Whereas this year, you know, we had a couple of losses in the group section, so we were well prepared coming into the semi-final. So look, on the day things went right for us, on the day things didn't go right for Kilkenny, and I'm sure if we played them again, you know, I'm sure it could be a different result. But look, thankfully we're here now, and you know, we hope to prepare well for the final, and hopefully things will go well.
You've had a tough run to this final. I mean, it started in defeat with Galway. You'll hope to beat them in the final now and finish with that all-important win.
I suppose we played Galway in Tullamore in the first game of the round robin section, and like that day, we actually felt we played quite well. We had a good performance, but I think on the day we kind of ran out of steam, and Galway got ahead of us, and you know, it was a deserved win. They were probably better on the day. So look, you know, obviously we've played a number of games since, and so have they. So, like, we've hoped to have improved. I'm sure they've improved as well. So look, it's all to play for on the day.
Rena, it's well documented the dual role that you play yourself and alongside Breed. Like, you've done this before in terms of preparing. You did it just last year. But how difficult is it?
Yeah, I suppose, look, it's difficult enough, but I suppose we don't really know any different, really. Thankfully, we've been involved, you know, in All-Irelands for a couple of years, you know, in the two. So I suppose that's a help. The managements are a huge help. You know, they facilitate us very well. And the players, in fairness, you know, are very understanding as well, and you know, without all those supports, you know, and I suppose worker understanding as well. So without all those supports, I suppose it couldn't be possible. And you know, we're just thrilled to be given, you know, the opportunity, and it, you know, it's a huge honour, to be playing in Croke Park, and for a female sports, you know, ladies footballer or camogie player to be playing twice in Croke Park in 1 year is, you know, massive. So you know, we consider ourselves very, very lucky.
And how's it working? We'll say, will you spend all next week with the camogie team? Have you been balancing it, or how will it work just in terms of just balancing both preparations?
So I suppose, as Eamon would say to us, the years are there now. So last week and this week, or sorry, this week and next week, we're just camoguing, and after that we'll probably put in 2 weeks of football, so it's just all hurling this week.
And does that make a difference then for your sharpness of the hurler? Does that ever really come down to it in terms of which code you're preparing for?
Yeah, it would, you know. You know, they're kind of different in, you know, the games at the moment. Like, I suppose traditionally they would have been quite similar, but you know, the way the games are played now, you know, they're, you know, very different games, you know. So it is important to kind of to be training with the team you're playing with at the weekend. That's very important. So I suppose, well, myself and Breed would have to put in a little bit of extra kind of ball alley stuff, you know, just to be sure that, you know, that your touch is sharp and all that. Probably your hurling would lose out a little bit, because of, you know, not having a hurley in your hand all the time. But look, we can just do our best, and hopefully it will be good enough.
So you're going for your 15th All-Ireland medal, am I right, on Sunday in the Camogie?
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
That would be a record-equalling mark, I believe, and with the football prospect on the horizon as well, you could break records in terms of All-Ireland medals for an individual, along with Breed, obviously. Does that come into play? Do you think about that?
No, not really, not at all. I don't think anyone would have had a clue about records or anything. I think last year people started talking about it, but look, that's not any motivation, really. You know, you're there. You're just one of a team. You know, it's all to do with what team you're on, doing your best for the team. And if the team comes out on top, fantastic. You know, if the team doesn't come out on top, records don't really mean anything, you know. Mm.
And when you're working within this team then, for those girls that are kind of new to the setup and new to the experience of an All-Ireland final, are you talking a lot to them? Or are you kind of imparting some of your knowledge and experience on them? Or, you know, are you playing that leader role in that sense?
I suppose there's a little bit of that at play, you know, but most people that are here kind of were, you know, were there last year as well. Maybe not everybody was starting, but people were there. So, you know, people have some sort of experience of the whole, you know, the whole weekend, you know, in terms of, you know, going up the night before and preparation that way. So there's a little bit of that going on, but I mean, people kind of find their own feet as well a little bit, and I'm sure everyone will be fine.
In terms of the individual battles and this Galway side, like, where are the threats as far as you're concerned? You know the side very well, you met them many times over the years, but twice this year already, as you said.
Absolutely, yeah. I think their full forward line is very dangerous. They have, you know, their scoring power is huge. You know, they have great cutting in their forwards, so. And particularly in their full forward line, so I suppose that's a huge thing for us, you know. Particularly in the league final, I think they really cut loose and they scored at will, you know. So we'll really have to try and sharpen up that way. Then down the middle in the back line, they're very strong, you know. So you know, they're players that we're going to have to try not to make stars out of. But look, every game takes its own kind of shape and everything. So look, we'll prepare as well as we can, and I'm sure Galway will have lots of preparations in store as well. So, look, we'll see how it goes.
But do you think, given the fact that they've beaten you twice already this year, and you keep talking to yourself, well, I don't know, would you say so, but there seems to be this air of talking, Cork talking themselves down because of being a team in transition, that, you know, it's a very evenly matched final, although you're defending champions.
Yeah, absolutely. I suppose the thing about us is that there, you know, there has been big changes compared to last year, you know. So, you know, we do feel like that, you know, it isn't the same team as last year. Look, we have that experience behind us, and that's a plus. But I suppose the fact that Galway have beaten us twice as well, that's a real leveller, you know. So, like, we know that Galway are absolutely super, and they're, you know, I imagine they're going to be favourites. Look, we all know favourites doesn't count for anything once the ball is thrown in. But look, I don't know. When the game is on, the game is on, and we'll see how it goes.
You're really looking forward to it, I'd say.
Yeah.
You enjoy the build-up, or what's that like?
I suppose you can enjoy it to an extent, but I suppose making sure that you've prepared correctly for match day, and making sure that you get a performance out of yourself. That's the key thing, and then I suppose that's how you enjoy things. If Cork get a win, that's how you get the most enjoyment.
Best of luck to you.
Thanks very much.